Welcome along, I'm Alan Williams and this is the Alan Williams Podcast. Hello and welcome to the podcast for the 147th time. Hope you're all doing well out there and hope you're enjoying the sunshine. I am trying to get a little bit more consistent with the podcast. Having said that, I'm going on holidays in June, so I'm not sure I'll get too many episodes in then. So I thought I'd better jump on and try and get one or two in before the end of May and hopefully help you guys in some small way. But definitely going forward in the second half of the year, being consistent with the podcast will be one of my goals because I haven't been very consistent over the first 6 months. I'm going to be honest, we're actually only 5 months in, but yeah, I'm going on holidays next month, so let's make it six. I haven't been very consistent. I will try and do better going forward. It is hard. Like, it's so busy at the moment. Elevate has expanded beyond anything we ever thought possible. Life is busy, work is really busy. I have staff on board with me now, managing staff as well. So there is a lot going on, and sometimes the podcast does get forgotten about, but I'm going to try and get onto it more often. I actually enjoy recording the podcast. It's quite therapeutic for me in a way. Sometimes I just make a couple of notes and I just start talking, and whatever comes out, comes out. But I'm going to try and help you out some way today, specifically, I guess, for people who are trying to lose weight or maybe get in shape, and you're kind of starting out on that journey and you're struggling to break some old habits. So this is going to be quite a short episode, but I'm going to give you five key pointers on things that are really, really important if you want to break those habits and create new habits that will ultimately lead to long-term change. So the first little thing I'm going to give you on the checklist today, I'm going to give you a checklist as such, a checklist of 5 points. The first of those is make sure that certain pain is fully associated with the old pattern of behavior. So just making certain that pain is what you are associating with your old pattern of behavior. So recognize right now how your current behaviors and your habits and your patterns are actually harming you, are actually holding you back from your goal. I would recommend actually working through this episode of the podcast with a pen and paper and pausing the podcast if you can, because if you can pinpoint a lot of this stuff for yourself, and it will take time to get into your own head, driving in the car and listening to it is not going to work for this one. You're going to need to do a little bit of work on it. Even listen to it back. If you're driving right now, listen to it back at another time, but do the work on it. Get the pen and paper out. So the first thing on this checklist is making sure that pain is associated with the old pattern. So I want you to recognize what your, let's say it's weight, for example, what pain is that actually causing you right now? What negative consequences is it impacting on your life? Why do you actually need to change that habit or change that behavior? So if you can actually take the time to recognize how this is impacting you and be really, really, really honest with yourself, but go deep on it as well. Don't just say, oh, it's making me unhappy or it's affecting my confidence. Let's go a little bit deeper. How is it actually impacting you? So I'll give you a few examples. Typically, a lot of the clients I work with are in the 30 to 40 age range. We get some that are maybe late 20s as well. We give typically quite a few young parents. We get some that obviously enjoy a little night out from time to time. And especially if you're parents, those can be few and far between. So when you get them, they're there to be enjoyed and to be appreciated. But what can often happen is the whole anxiety around what am I going to wear can kick in, and it can actually take the whole good out of the night out or from the occasion or the wedding or the christening or whatever it is on. I do find a lot of time with, especially parents, if they come to me and they have an event coming up, they will typically have had maybe 2 or 3 days of anxiety around the lead up to previous events. It's, what am I going to wear? I'm going to look terrible in that. They've tried on 10, 15 different outfits before they come back to what they're going to wear, which is probably black, which is probably the same outfit all the time. So the anxiety in the lead up to that event has nearly taken the good out of the event itself. And I want you to recognize that as the pain. What is that actually doing for you? What consequences is it actually enabling in your life? Like, what is it actually causing issues with? If you are finding that you're anxious about events, if you're finding there's a wardrobe full of clothes you can't wear and you feel crap about it every time you open the wardrobe, maybe it's pulling back from social occasions. Okay, so let's go a layer deeper. How is that going to actually impact your life? Well, if you're pulling back from social occasions, you could end up quite isolated. You could end up in a situation where people kind of stop asking because they go, well, she always says no anyway, or he always says no anyway, so I'm not going to bother asking anymore. And it's a horrible situation to be in. It's really sad. I have seen it a lot over the years. People become quite isolated. It can cause friction in relationships, be that with a partner, be that with friends, family members, because people don't really get it if they haven't gone through it themselves. And you can often find, even with partners, they want to go and do stuff and they want to be social. And if you don't want to do that, that can cause friction and cause problems in relationships as well. So I'm only throwing ideas out here, but I want you just to, on this checklist, point number one is, what is the pain that you need to associate with the old pattern? Make a list. Take out your pen and paper and journal on it right now. Don't just let this pass and go, well, it was nice to listen to and get some ideas. How does it actually impact you. All I'm given is just a few suggestions. Yours might be the same, or they might be totally different, or there might be a shorter list or a longer list. But make a list and recognize how it's actually impacting you, how it's impacting your life. If it is maybe somebody who's single, for example, and their confidence is on the floor, maybe they don't have the confidence to put themselves out there to meet a partner. Maybe that is causing loneliness in their life. So I'm only throwing out ideas, but I want you to recognize what it is for you, and I want you to go deep on it. Don't just go surface level and go, oh, I'm just not happy, or my confidence is not great. Okay, what's the knock-on effect of that long term? If we keep going as we are, where is it leading? So that's number one on the checklist. Number two is make sure that there's pleasure associated with the new pattern of behavior. So make sure there's pleasure associated with the new pattern of behavior. Don't start a fitness journey thinking, this is torture, I'm just going to do it for the sake of it, I hate it, but I'm going to do it anyway, because it's not going to last if you do that. Find something that you enjoy, find something that you feel you will stick to, find something that is not totally overwhelming for you, and build it up gradually. But associate pleasure with it. Look at the benefits that it's given you. Don't just go, it's horrible in the moment, it's heart rate up, it's sweaty palms, it's elevated heart rate, I don't like it, whatever. Look at what the positives of it are. Look at what it's going to give you. Look at the quality of life it's going to give you. The opposite of point number one, if we flip all that over and you succeed with this, what are the positive consequences in the long run? What is it actually giving you? I've just actually had a little WhatsApp conversation with one of my clients this morning, and she was saying today is quite an emotional day for her, and she finds it a difficult day. There's personal reasons involved, but she did a little bit of training this morning and she felt so much better after. She goes, I can recognize now, since I started this fitness journey, yeah, I'm losing weight and I'm doing great, but I can recognize now how much it's actually given me beyond that, and how much it can impact my mood, and how much I feel better now for doing it. And on days like today, it's put me in a totally different headspace. So can we link it to pleasure? That's so important. This is point number two in the checklist. You need to associate pleasure with that new pattern of behavior, not just linking it to it's sweaty, it's heart rate up, it's I don't have time for it, it's a chore. What's the pleasure from it? Going back to the example earlier of maybe somebody who is single and is reluctant to put themselves out there, how is your life going to change if you actually get yourself in great shape and your confidence is through the roof and you're thriving and you're feeling amazing about yourself? Is that going to have a knock-on effect to how you perceive yourself? Is that thing going to have a knock-on effect to putting yourself out there and being a little bit more vulnerable and getting out there trying to meet people? And if you do potentially meet a partner, then what's the long-term effect on your life? Maybe that's going to massively change how you feel, and it's going to maybe give you a better quality of life, and you find your soulmate and life's absolutely amazing. So I want you to start in checklist number two. I want you to write down, what is the pleasure that you're going to associate with the new pattern? What is it actually going to give you? Check number three on the checklist, align with your values, beliefs and rules. So get clear first on what your values are. What is actually important to you in life? For me, there's a few things. Health is definitely one of my core values. Health, fitness, wellness, connection with people, being a leader, being empathetic. Those are all core values of mine. So let's make sure that our new habits and our new behaviors are aligned with what our values are. So get clear on what your values are first. What do you actually value? Do you value your mental health? Do you value stress management? Do you value energy? Do you value feeling amazing in yourself? Do you value being able to live a long, healthy lifestyle for the next 20, 30, 40, 50, 70 years? What do you actually value? And then make sure that our actions are in alignment with what we value. So if you find there's times that you're struggling and there's temptation put in your way, and it's, will I make a healthy choice now or will I not? If you're clear on what your values are, the next step you need to do is make a decision that's in alignment with your values rather than your feelings. So in a given moment, your feelings might be, I don't want to do this. I want to stay in bed until 1 o'clock every day. I want to eat cake every day. That might be your feelings, and that's normal. We all have those feelings. But if you can get used to making a decision that's in alignment with your values rather than your feelings, then you're going to conquer that in the long run. So the first step, obviously, is getting clear on what your values are. What do you value? Why is this important to you? Why does it matter? And then make your decisions in alignment with that rather than with how you're feeling at a given moment. So is the new behavior or feeling consistent with your values, your beliefs and the rules that you have in your life? Really getting clear on those will be powerful for you. And that's the third thing on our checklist. Fourth thing, I'm flying through this. I always find I'm saying this when I'm recording the podcast, but I'm hungry, which is probably why I'm flying through. I'm a little bit hungry, but I'm giving you everything you need. I want you just to work through this. This is going to take longer, actually. I'm recording quite a short podcast, but it is going to take you longer if you do it properly. If you take your pen and your paper out and you do make these lists and you get really honest with yourself and get into your own head for a while. So the fourth thing on your checklist is make sure the benefits of the old pattern have been maintained. And that might sound like a funny one to a lot of you guys, but it's important. So you might say, why would I want to maintain the benefits of the old habits, the old things that weren't serving me? Well, there's a couple of reasons. If you are doing a certain behavior, and even if you know it's a self-sabotaging behavior, you weren't doing it for nothing. You were doing it because it was giving you something. And often when I say to clients, what is that giving you? So it might be like they have the Friday night wine and maybe that rolls into Saturday and then they're off track for the weekend. If I say to them, what does it give you? They'll usually come back to me with like, oh, sure, it gives me nothing. Sure, I know I shouldn't do it and I know I'm ruining all my progress and I'm self-sabotaging and so on and so forth. And I always say to them, well, it is actually giving you something. You know, and acknowledging that is not judgment. But it's going, well, what actually is it giving me? Because you wouldn't do it if it wasn't giving you something. So usually if we look at the wine, for example, the Friday night wine, what is it giving you? It's probably giving you escapism. It's probably giving you a little bit of withdrawal from the world. If you've had a busy week at work or you've had a hard week at work, it's that little bit of escapism. It's kind of soothing you in a way. And it is making you feel a little bit better in the moment. You wouldn't do it if it wasn't giving you something like that. So we need to make sure that you're maintaining those benefits. Not necessarily the same behavior, but the benefits. The benefits that we've recognized there, the escapism, the downtime, the switching off, the taking the tension out of the week, those are the benefits. The wine is not the benefits. Those are the benefits. So what we want to do is maintain the benefits. We just want to do it in a slightly different way. So instead of turning to wine, instead of turning to takeaways, junk food, whatever it is that gives you comfort or soothes you at the moment, what can we do differently that will give you a similar feeling? It mightn't be the exact same, but something that will be similar, that will give you that little bit of escapism from the world. A couple of things that work well for me. I love walking on the beach. I love getting out in nature. I love visiting friends. I love going for a few games of pool with the lads. Look, I love training, obviously. All of those things work really, really well for me. But it's different for everybody. And you've got to figure out what works for you and what are the things that you enjoy. What are the things that actually give you pleasure in life? What is going to give you a similar feeling that you come back on? Actually, I feel like I've got a bit of downtime from work. I've got away from it all. I was able to forget about it for a while. One that I discovered last summer was surfing. Surfing works really well for me. And again, it's getting away from the phone. It's getting away from the screen. It's getting out in nature. All of those things. For some of you guys, it might be a day out with the kids. And you know what? For some of you, it might be a day away from the kids. Maybe that's what you need. Maybe that's what gives you escapism. It might be meeting up with some friends. It might be doing a little bit of shopping, or it might be going for a spa day. It could be anything. I just want you to get to know yourself and know what makes you feel good and what gives you that soothing effect. But that's not going to self-sabotage. So we want to maintain the benefits of the old pattern, even if it's through a different behavior. So that's number four on the checklist. And the last one on the checklist is to future pace yourself. So I want you to imagine yourself behaving in this new way in the future. I want you to start to change your identity and start to see yourself as that person. And that will take a while to get to. But for a while, you need to just focus on where it is that I want to go. How am I going to feel when I get there? How does the new me behave and how does the new me feel in that moment? Has it given me new level of confidence, new levels of energy? Am I a different person to what I was when I started? Do I think at a higher level? Do I function at a higher level? When you start to think of yourself as somebody different and you change the identity, that's when you're going to change your life. We can change things in the short term. We can lose weight in the short term. And I've seen countless people do it over the years where they don't want to embrace working on themselves. They don't want to embrace their mindset aspect of everything they do. They just want to lose weight and lose it as soon as possible. Those typically are the people that put it straight back on. And there's no judgment in what I'm saying here, because that's most people. I think it's only like 3% of people who lose weight actually keep it off. So be in the 3%. Come and work with us. Be in the 3%. The biggest thing that has to change is your identity. If you keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting what you've always got. It's when you start to see yourself as a different person. You now start to see yourself as the person who does all of these new behaviors. You now start to see yourself as the person who eats healthily 80% of the time. You now see yourself as the person who stays within your calorie ranges. You now see yourself as the person who trains 4 or 5 days a week. You now see yourself as the person who gets 10,000 steps a day, regardless of what's going on. It's not even optional. You just do it. You now see yourself as the person who drinks more water. You now see yourself maybe as the person who meditates or journals or whatever helps you keep stress in check. It's shifting that identity. So I want you to future pace yourself, and I want you to think about when you get to that stage where it is all on autopilot, what does that look like? Who is that person? How would they behave in this moment? So a great question to ask yourself when you find yourself struggling or you find temptation in your way, what would that future version of me do right now? That superhero version of me, the very best version of me that I am working towards becoming, what would they do right now? How would they behave in this moment? What decision would they make? So that's my few little bits from the checklist today. I'm going to run through those 5 points for you again, just to summarize. I would strongly advise, if you haven't took a pen and paper out and worked through your own stuff on this, please do it. Take time to do it. It'll be monumental for you. Number one on the checklist was make certain pain is fully associated with the old pattern of behavior. So making sure that pain is associated with the old patterns. Number two is making certain that pleasure is associated with the new pattern. Number three is align with your values, beliefs, and rules. Number four is make sure the benefits of the old pattern have been maintained. And number five is to future pace yourself. Hope you've enjoyed that, guys. I thought that was pretty powerful. I think there's a lot of useful stuff in that. If that has resonated, this is the type of stuff we work on with clients all the time. If you are interested in joining Elevate, we're opening up new places on Sunday. So in 3 days' time, the doors will be opening. As always, places are strictly limited. We don't overbook. We want to make sure that everybody comes in, has their life changed. So if that is of interest to you, jump the queue, get into my DMs before Sunday, let me know you're interested, and you will have first shout before we open it up to the public. Absolute pleasure speaking to you as always. I hope you found something useful in that, and I will speak to you soon. Be amazing. All the best.